Well, this is going to be an awful day for me, Jordan Banjo.
Welcome to Brothers Uncovered. If you're watching on YouTube right now, you'll see that we've actually had a seating arrangement change. It does feel odd, so we've got Ash in his usual seat, but me and Jordan have swapped. Well, Jordan, why are you sat in the middle today?
Because last week I lost the MBE again, and I agreed to let you two cut my hair. Now, let me explain something. The options were tattoo or get my hair cut.
Yep.
Right? In hindsight, I just wish I would have gone for tattoo.
Yeah.
Because you two absolute bellends, I can already feel the excitement of just trying to wind me up and going to do something stupid to my hair. Remember, the point of this MBE is to let the other two give you a trim.
Yes.
So you've got to try and give me a trim, not just like shave my head or do something stupid. And I will also say this, I've got a job tonight. Yep. Once we finish this podcast, I have to go home, have a shower, get changed, head out to a shoot.
Okay.
Which I can't wear a hat for.
Yeah.
So, I don't have time to go see a bot. Like, so, you two, just be sensible. Like, I was going to say, shave my face, leave the goatee, like, line me up, maybe give me a little shape up or something.
All right, a couple of questions. What does any of that mean?
Because it doesn't. We're not barbers.
We're not barbers. Number one. Number two, do you mind the little eyebrow slit?
Well, yes, obviously I mind that.
But I'm not even guessing. You look good with one.
I think you look good with one.
I don't want an eyebrow slit. And this is my point. Give me a trim. At no point does my barber just involuntarily give me a flipping eyebrow slit.
Okay.
Well, I fade or low fade.
Okay. How about just follow the line that's there?
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
There isn't a line.
Can you see a line?
Well, it's not all one level, is it? Like,
where the frick did you just pull a brush from?
Let me just get myself set.
Where the hell did you pull a brush from?
Where did that come from?
I have it with me.
Well, I've actually brought these from home. I brought some clippers. You brought clippers too.
Right, yeah. Can I just clarify something, yeah?
Yeah.
Because I know, without getting like too personal, Perrier's ball clippers. I don't want you putting your ball clippers on my face.
To be fair, I've got two sets.
Okay, well, what? Why are you? You've never cut your hair. Why do you have so many clippers?
But just because, you know.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, you're right though. Once, remember that time I picked your clippers?
I mean, I tried to forget it, but we were doing the Real Full Monty.
Mm.
And Pell asked if he could borrow my clippers. And I'm just like, of course, mate. Do you know what I mean? So he takes them, walks away, like, goes to his room. You know, half hour later, comes back, gives them to me. I go into the bathroom. I'm like, you know, just cleaning up my face, ready for my shoot tomorrow. And then I went, a minute, we're doing the Real Full Monty and we're getting naked. And I asked Pell, what did you use these for? And he's like, oh, to, you know, shave my balls.
Yeah.
And you didn't tell me.
What do you mean, with a smile?
And like, then you let me use them.
Well, I just assumed that you knew. But I was at that point, also, I had zero facial hair. So unless I was going to come back with facial hair, there's no chance.
You know what? That's such a good point.
Do you know what I mean?
It's such a good point. But he took them, you gave them back, and I'm standing there using them, unaware.
I come back like a baby.
Oh, no,
but that's not those.
I do have ball clippers, and I'm not sure if it is them or not.
Well, why would your ball clippers have such a big guard on them?
Because you want to get the...
What level are you taking?
Well, it depends, really. It depends on your mood, doesn't it? Depends on the month.
What do you mean?
We can do this.
Right, look, guys, seriously.
Let's give it a whirl. We can do this. No, mine's got a bit of hair on it.
Right, listen, you ain't
No, I'm going to brush him. I'm going to brush him off.
All right.
Pell, do you know how to do a fade?
Yeah. But do it. Do it live.
Jules.
Do it live.
Yeah, this is actually none of your business right now, Jules.
But it is my business because it's my head, isn't it? So
we are the craftsmen here.
Yeah? Exactly.
You are our subject.
Should we go?
Let's go.
What do you need that for? You're not touching the top of my hair. What do you mean? It don't care. We've got I don't get it. Whoa! Chill out!
Crazy!
All right, listen, right. Everyone chill, real talk. You need to ask me. You guys are just meant to be... Don't fucking touch my head,
Wait,
Ash, real talk. I'm going to punch someone in the face if you keep grabbing my head like that.
Okay.
That's crazy.
All right, Ash, you take that.
All right, I'll take this one. So should we go this. Along...
Fucking touch me. Listen. Stop. What is that?
Face the front.
Fuck off.
Face the front.
Go away.
Joel, this is the MBE.
I don't give a shit.
This is the MBE.
I'll walk. Are you dumb? I'll walk. I don't give a shit. I'll go. Real talk, I'll walk. Don't bother me. You don't even ask me how I want my hair cut. This is crazy.
How do you want it cut?
Well, first of all, you need to cut it forward to a stop, but you're not even touching the top. I don't get the top cut.
It's a haircut.
Yeah, and I get the sides cut. I'm actually growing the top out. I'm gonna look like JB from JLS. I'm gonna have a little top knot. Leave me up. Brother, real talk, man. This is stupid. No one's even listening.
Oh, my stomach, please.
No one's even listening to what I'm saying.
We listen to you, bro. Yeah? No, I'm joking.
I'll walk.
Right. No, we're serious.
Right, you start then, because he ain't
I'll
having
start.
It.
Let me do the line.
What line?
Line up.
Where? Well, wait,
the
before
phase. You've got a phase.
Shut your fucking mouth. Before you, where's the line going?
Where the line is.
No, don't touch.
Okay, it's not on. It's not on.
Let's show you. The line's like this.
Stop touching me! Where are you putting the line? Where are you putting the line?
Please, please, though, because I'm gonna win. Right.
Where are you, Ashley, putting the line? Ash, where are you putting the line?
I'm going to put the line here.
Here is the line.
Yeah, we'll go from there. Ashley's trying to make me like I'm from my flipping Mad Max.
Ash, you've got to stay still.
No, you do it.
Okay.
You do it. Ash, give him the, Ash, give him the clipper. Give him the clipper. Give him the clipper.
I'm going to hold you.
No, Ash, go away.
Stay still.
No, Ash.
You're being stupid.
Go away.
Stay still. Can you please stay still?
I'm trying.
Stay still, please, I beg.
Ash.
Ash. Right, this is serious now.
Right, Ash, no.
I'll leave it.
This is very serious.
That's way too high. That's way too, I can feel it.
You should let me do it, that's high.
That's way too high. Why am I letting the person who's never had a haircut in their life give me a haircut?
Right, stay still!
No, I was joking.
Stay still, my guy.
You see.
That's a very high fade, bro.
Right, you do that.
Well, hang on, have you done it in a perfect circle? You know what it's meant to like, you don't just do it in a perfect... I'm not fucking Thomas Shelby. Why have you given me a bowl cut on the top of my head?
Well, turn around, let me see it again.
I'm letting you know. Letting him do this bit was a mistake. I'm letting you know, bro.
All right.
You should have let me do it.
Can I have this side?
All right, let me try and salvage this. Ready?
No, what skills do you have to possibly try and salvage this? How are you going to salvage this?
Because I know that's bad, so I'm going to make... That's bad, so I'll just try and make this better.
No, just make it the same.
Do you have a two on the side?
No, I don't. What do you mean a two on the side? It's faded on the side.
For the fade. For the fade.
How am I supposed to know that?
Okay, watch out.
No, Pel, straight stop. You're that stop.
Side.
No,
you,
stop.
Actually, that side. I'm doing this.
No.
Stay still. Don't freaking move. Don't move. Don't move, brother. I got you. I promise. No, I promise.
Please
you.
Don't move.
I think these are the ones that are on my nuts.
Right, so Jordan, I'm going to go skin down now, yeah? Right, let's just take the skin off. Let's just take the hair down.
Take the skin off?
Yeah, because now you've got a line. You should take that down.
Sorry, really.
I've just looked at myself in my phone camera. I'm actually going to punch someone in the face. What the fuck is that? Pell, it's higher than the corner.
I've not faded it yet.
No, Pell, you idiot. It's higher than the corner.
How am I supposed to know?
You've done it bare. You've done it bare.
Okay, I've never had a trim.
But we need to now take that line
down. I've got to take the line
down. Just hurry up and just fade. Just shave this. Just take that down to skin. I would say this is the worst day of my life. Yeah, fucking hell, mate. I'd like a neck at the end of this, if that's all right. Jeez, what are you trying to do? Shave me down to the spine? What's wrong with you? You ain't stopping there.
I won't lie, we have to. Jordan.
Are you winding me up?
Jordan, I won't lie. I think if we carry on, it's going to make it worse.
Bro, are you man winding me up?
Yeah, but genuinely, that's the best we can do.
But it's not even the same on both sides. He shaved this side and you haven't. You mad.
Genuinely, do you know what's funny? I thought we were going to be all right at this.
I don't think it's that bad. I think it's just started bad.
Yeah, I think.
Should we stop there though?
Let's stop there.
Well, yeah, let's obviously stop there.
Well done.
Let's give you a brush down at least.
I'm calling H. I'm calling the barber because I've got to do this shoot later. I can't do the shoot like this. This is what I said to you, mate. Actually, try and give me a trip.
No, but the funny thing is that was Pell trying.
H, what's going on, bro? Yeah, I'm good, bro. Hey, do you know that I was meant to be getting a trim with you tomorrow? You haven't got any time this afternoon, have you?
This is coming.
One. Have you got anything like two? Two, you're booked. You can do three. All right, don't worry, bro. I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, bro. Bye-bye. Brilliant. Okay, cool. So, no, I can't get my hair cut. So, now I'm going to have to go there like this.
Go where?
To filming, to the shoot. Because you two absolute dicks could not just control yourself for five minutes.
No, but can I quickly say...
No, not anything.
No, but... Not anything. But there is a little button here. You were moving around quite a lot.
Right. Let's just do the oath.
Okay.
Let's just do the oath.
Can I say it don't look that bad?
Yeah, shut
okay.
up.
Okay, all right, sorry.
Okay. Well, we swear on
Perry's life
that we shall
answer... Every would you rather question with complete honesty, even when it questions our morals or sanity.
Yeah, I don't even care if you say morals or sanity. I don't even care. Right,
it's frosty in here.
Yeah, it is flipping frosty. Right, so the one I wanted to chat about today does come... Well, it's not even technically a would you rather, right? It came from my wife. She sent me, basically, somebody tweeted 10 million, but you've got to let your girlfriend sleep with Chris Brown. What are you doing? And there was like all these debates in the comments, obviously, slightly depressing that the person who sent it, I didn't just see it, it was my wife who sent it to me. Like, she was looking for investors and was going to muster up £10 million or something to make it happen. But I just thought it was quite an interesting debate because I uploaded it because I thought it was quite funny that she had sent it to me and everyone was like, oh, well, would you do that? The first answer is actually no.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't. And I know a lot, because there's a lot of people, like, you're insane. I've actually got a hat here. I'm just going to place the hat on because I feel like the haircut's quite distracting. I feel like you two keep looking at my haircut when I'm trying to talk.
No, you're just paranoid.
I forgot, I didn't even notice. Well,
the hat's going on.
I think it's good.
So, loads of people kept saying to me, would I do it? And I was like, no way, absolutely not. So I think for me, the reason he said no is because I won't lie, I'm a jealous kitten.
I'm a real
jealous person. I won't get over it. I won't be able to go. So, yes, I would have £10 million.
Just so we are completely clear, though, when it says sleep with...
Get busy. Yeah.
Intercourse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Intercourse.
Instead of what? Sleepover? Like,
yeah. What do you think I was going to say?
Listen, there might be a little grey area. I mean, like, sleep with, and it means just side by side.
Fine. For £10 million, yes, I'll let that happen. 100%.
Yeah, but I feel like you'd be jealous over that.
I would be jealous over that. I'm quite a jealous person.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be happy with that.
If your wife comes to you and is like, Chris Brown's asked for a sleepover tonight, but we get 10 mil...
Oh, yeah, of course, for 10 million.
Really?
That's different. Yeah. As long as I'm like, just not, no talking or like anything.
Yeah, but they will. They're obviously, right. They'll be chatting.
Let me ask you a question then. So you then, you see a video that comes out, yeah? And they're just sitting next to each other, yeah? Just like laughing, Netflix and chilling. Nothing else, just that.
Is it flirty?
I don't think you understand what Netflix and chill is or what it normally means. I think you've kind of misunderstood that. Well, just to give you a warning, if you've been saying really to people, do you want a Netflix and chill, then you've got a big problem.
It is what it says on the tin, isn't it?
No, it's
watch
not
Netflix
what it says on the tin.
Chill out.
No,
we Netflix and chill.
No, we don't.
We Netflix and chill.
No, we don't.
We've not before.
We've never Netflix and chilled. And I think you really need to think about what you're saying because you're on thin ice like you are every single week. And I'm getting sick and tired of putting you out the fire.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that we've never sat down, watched Netflix and chilled?
Yeah, we have, but we haven't shagged, Ash.
That's what we're trying to say. Okay?
Do you know what I mean?
That's the point.
There's your difference.
So no, I wouldn't let her Netflix and chill.
Wait a minute.
For any amount of money with anyone else.
That's what it means. That's just it.
Me and Mum have Netflix and chilled.
I've given you the definition. I've told you how everyone else interprets it, and you still chose to say
no, because I'm sticking to the definition that it is what it means.
Okay. Where?
Huh?
Where have you done that before?
Just hers.
Yeah, crazy.
I mean, it's true. I'm saying that.
What a funny dynamic.
I'm just saying that we've watched, like, films and stuff.
Guys, today's a weird day, man. Today's a real weird day. Okay,
that's not what it means, though. I know that. It's not. It just means chill, then. It don't mean the other. It means it leads to the other thing.
It leads, yeah. It starts
anyway,
there.
Yeah, it starts there.
Netflix and chill is where it
so
starts.
So I'm saying that if it was just like, would you care if, like, fair enough, it was just a sleepover and they were just super friendly, you know.
Yeah, probably.
Big bowl of Haribo.
Yeah, 100%, I'd still care. She'd be gassed and attracted.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, like, don't put yourself in them situations, obviously.
If
like, if someone said, oh, well, like, she wouldn't be happy if it was me. She's like, I'll go and have a sleepover with Cat Slater. She wouldn't have it. Do you know what I mean? Because that's like my equivalent.
Your Chris Brown equivalent is Cat Slater.
Yeah, I love Cat Slater, man. There's just something about her. I don't know what it is. The same way people talk about Chris Brown. But, oh, yeah, like, you know, like Cat Slater, like, she's got a checkered past. Admittedly, it's fictional. Mm-hmm. Where Chris Brown's checkered past, you know, isn't fictional. It's legal or illegal. But, you know, apparently everyone still loves him. I'm not hating. It's fine. Right, run away with it. But what I'm saying is that for me, personally, it's Cat Slater.
Don't you think Cat Slater sort of looks like she has a smell?
Brother, she's also a real person.
No, so but not that's... in real life.
No,
we're
I mean,
talking about
like,
a fictional character.
Like a good smell, but she kind of...
Don't try and check again. You're in the fire and I'm not pulling you out of it this time.
One minute, I genuinely mean like
you
a
said
sort of,
someone looks like they smell.
No,
that's not
has a smell like a rich perfume.
Oh, not like a pub carpet. Because that's what I'm imagining.
I figure this is going to sound weird. You see, like, the way some people might laugh and think my Cat Slater one's a bit weird, and they might expect you to say someone like, I don't know, flipping Jessica Alba or whoever, like someone who, like, people conventionally go for. In a weird way, I half understand it, because let's say like, okay, so the Chris Brown one for me, the 10 million, it's like, it's straight up no. It's because I know she has a real massive crush on him and stuff. But if it was someone just a bit weird, like, I don't know, if she went, oh,
yeah, weird how?
10 million, would you let Michael McIntyre and your girlfriend sleep together for 10 million? I'd be way more inclined to do it.
What? Really?
Yeah,
really?
I just don't see Michael McIntyre as that much of a threat.
Oh,
so immediately maybe, but apart from that, I'm like,
so you see it as the person that you're going to fight them after?
No, not like because it turns to a physical fight. Just because, I don't know, the thing about it, where it being a weird person just makes it a little bit easier to take, I think.
So let me just get this right. So Michael McIntyre and Nay are getting busy and you don't see him as a threat?
No, I think it's actually quite a funny image.
Really, picture that.
I don't want to picture it.
Explain that to me, because I think that's crazy.
It just feels less, less hurtful for some reason.
But because everyone fancies Chris Brown?
Yeah. Even if she said, oh, I fancy Michael McIntyre, I can't imagine her running off and building a life with Michael McIntyre. But if she actually wanted to run off with Chris Brown, that would really, really hurt. This feels really mean on Michael McIntyre.
I think because you also know if she did run off with him, he'd probably just like dump her at some point.
Who? Chris Brown?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
like,
even worse.
It feels like a bit of a...
Yeah. Michael McIntyre, I feel like, you know, he'd be great for look after my kids, make them laugh. Do you know what I mean? He'd be a great stepdad.
I see. I think that's more hurtful.
Yeah, but properly fitting your role.
Yeah, that's true. Fully being replaced.
In all senses. Oof,
that is tough.
But seriously, for that 10 million.
Yeah, no.
Not Chris Brown.
I'm also quite jealous.
So is it a no for you?
It is a no, but you've really got to consider £10 million. No, you have to for a second.
Basically, what you're saying is how much to divorce my wife. That's the thing. Because I would not get over it. Like I said, I'll be real petty. Driving around in my Lamborghini and she'd be like, oh, should we go out on a date? I'd be like, yeah, let me just drive fast away from you. I just feel really like...
I've got a quick question. Has the world hasn't seen this video?
No. It's not like everyone knows or anything. And does that make it better, no one knowing?
Yeah,
it does make it better.
And also, I just imagine that it's happened. Like, I've not seen like video evidence. I've not even seen a picture of them together.
You just know.
I just know that she...
You don't have to,
I just know that my partner went off.
Yeah, okay.
Smash Chris Brown.
Yes. Again.
See, put it like that, and it's all that's awful.
No way.
You can't do that for 10 mil.
So it's no, everyone's saying no.
I think I'd rather take the 10 mil if I had to.
What you mean to...
Wait, sorry, what are you saying?
So you're
saying you would rather sleep with Chris Brown for the 10 million?
Hypothetically.
All right, so look, everyone stop. I'm going to ask, just let's make this concise.
Yeah.
There's £10 million on the table.
Yes.
Your girlfriend, Jess, can sleep with Chris Brown. Or
yeah.
You can sleep with Chris Brown. What option what are you picking for the 10 million?
Sorry?
Sorry. Yeah, what are you picking?
Right, so I'm going to say
But I'm quickly thinking about the jealousy I'd feel if my girl went through that.
Yeah, okay. So there's £10 million on the table.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you 10 million.
Yeah.
But the option to get this 10 million are either your partner sleeps with Chris Brown or you sleep with Chris Brown.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
So I'll get the 10 million and a good time.
Yeah.
Now that we have to think about. You have to think about it a little bit.
Yeah, so let's think about it.
Because, firstly, they say you've got to try everything once.
Okay.
Firstly, they say that.
Okay.
Secondly, it is Chris Brown.
Okay. So let's make this question just clearer. Let's take Jess out of the equation.
Would you sleep with Chris Brown
for £10 million?
No, I don't think.
I'll take it back.
It would just be a sick story too. Where was you last night? Oh, bro, listen to this.
Stop talking.
Okay, sorry. Do you know what? Each to their own.
Yeah, each to their own.
Sometimes you've got to embrace it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Remember that nude he released?
I do release
it. And I won't lie.
Yeah.
It's like the arm of a guitar. The neck. It's like the neck of a guitar.
I said today's been a rough day for me, man. Today's
for you? Really not for day. You.
Yeah. I've had my hair cut. I've had to talk about my wife potentially wanting to pull Chris Brown. And now Pell's talking about his guitar linked with penis.
Not my guitar.
No, Chris Brown.
He's not
Chris
yours.
Brown's.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a no.
So it is a no.
It's a no.
Okay, so, I just think when we're in this setting, it's good that we explore all avenues.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So the would you rather was initially in my head, would you rather it be someone who you don't really consider like threatening at all in terms of like, if you're not insecure over it, really. Because I look at Chris Brown, he does everything that I do better. Because think about it, he dances,
mm-hmm.
and that's pretty much all I do. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, if you could do that.
I doubt he's a better dad, Jude.
Yeah.
Brothers here.
Yeah.
I don't know why that really made me laugh. Well, guess what? I don't think it's about that. Right, yeah, raise your game, mate. Raise your game. I was going to say, someone who you find less threatening, like for me, like a Michael McIntyre.
Yep, yep, yep.
For like £1 million.
Mm-hmm,
or
mm-hmm.
like a Chris Brown, something like, oh, no, that's or like a Michael B. Jordan or something like that for £10 million.
Or nothing, thinking. Right? Just no.
No, no, no.
No, no okay, no. So we have to choose pick, one. Have to pick, the less threatening or the more
like the funny, the one that's the option that's like kind of funny for £1 million or the like the kind of threatening one for £10 million.
See, what's funny is you're focused on the person. When actually, in that scenario, surely you just got to be focused on the money, right? Because you're doing it anyway. So just take 10 mil.
Do you know what's awful too? Imagine if you did go with a Chris Brown, then afterwards your girl just says, oh,
ooh.
It's not as...
But there's the risk.
Or afterwards, risk. At one point, she says Chris.
That's true. Then, do you know what?
From behind the camera, I was like,
yeah. To make myself feel better, I think I'd change my name to Chris.
Funny you said that. Get my new license. Yeah. It says Chris. Or, but what's, imagine that, or she actually just leaves you because she's like, ooh, Michael McIntyre.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's true.
That's also upsetting.
But it's also, that's a funny story.
Just so you know, I'm picked, yeah, exactly. To say, look, I got left for Michael McIntyre and I got paid £1 million.
Yeah.
He's better than I got left for Chris Brown.
Chris and 10.
Chris and 10.
Yeah.
Oh, Mike and 1. Pell, you're going to say yourself and 10 million.
No, I'm not. That's one time. It was one suggestion. I'm going to go with Mike and 1.
Is a celeb crush different to a crush? You know when people talk about, oh, I've got a crush on this celeb, and they like, I don't know, they follow them, they like them, do whatever. If they see them, they're all giddy over it. Like, us in general, have had people in meet and greets that sort of just look at you, like, and you're just thinking, like, it's like, you know, people really sort of are like, that's that person, you know? True. And it's like, is that different to a real crush? I think
that's quite an interesting concept, by the way, that if you have a partner who has a celebrity crush, not like it's kind of funny, but you'll see them, like you said, like there's people like meet and greets or whatever, but like they'll like the pictures and they might send it to their mate or be like, oh my God, you've seen that lady's up, or whatever. But if that was just like a normal person that worked across the road, you would not have it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So that'd be crazy. Like, but I think it seems so out of reach.
Even with what you're saying, like about the combo around like Chris Brown and people saying it, imagine if you were just saying that about just a mate or someone from down the street who's like accessible. It would be different, but it's almost because it feels like pie in the sky that people then treat it differently.
Yeah.
But really, it's not, is it? Really?
It's no different. So I can't wait to get home and have an argument with my wife over that. Disrespectful! Ash, I think we're going to interrogate you today, lad.
Bring it.
Let's bring the heat.
I think that we really need to tighten up on this rule as well. Like, no dilly-dallying. Like, straight with an answer.
Quick.
Okay, here we go. Would you rather own an authentic prop from your favourite movie that everyone thinks is fake or a fake prop that everyone thinks is real?
Authentic prop.
Would you rather never use a gym again and only be able to work out using materials you find in nature, like in ancient Greek, or only be able to work out one limb for the rest of your life?
In nature.
Would you rather live in a world with no music or no movies?
No movies.
Would you rather have your smart speaker shout abuse at you for 5 minutes each morning or have to welcome a stranger into your home for an hour unannounced once a week?
Abuse.
Would you rather work for a week as a Michael Jackson tribute act in Benidorm or have to cover for the drummer in Coldplay for one show with no notice or practice?
Oh, Michael Jackson. Obviously.
Really?
No way.
Really?
At least a Coldplay show, you're probably going to get kicked off the stage before you can do too much damage.
Imagine trying to drum at a Coldplay concert, for real.
Ash, imagine you as a 6'6" giant dressed as Michael Jackson in Benidorm for a week.
That's terrifying.
I'd flag that 100%.
Yeah, no, you would blag it.
Yeah,
I'd get the little curl. I'd go, I'd get the one glove. I'd just pull my trousers up and just, ow!
Yeah. Have you seen the Michael Jackson impersonator that now thinks he's taken the role as Michael Jackson?
No.
So there's videos of him like out on the street, and if he sees a Michael Jackson tribute act, stands and watches like they're pretending to be him.
And for some reason, all these other tribute acts look at him like actual MJ. They'll start going like extra hard because he's there. And I'm like, bro, he's you.
And he's nodding away like...
And he has like a couple of people with him. They're all nodding
bro. I feel it. Commitment to character, that'd be me in Benidorm.
Okay. Well, fair dude, you've got to respect it. I do understand why you would pick the abuse from the smart speaker, but that's quite a negative vibe for every single day. Do you know what I mean? That's 5 minutes starting your day just being shouted with pure abuse. Because, I mean, the sentence sounds scary. A stranger in your house, unannounced for what is it?
An hour.
Oh, an hour's quite a lot.
An hour's quite a long time. You don't, once again, a stranger, don't know who they are.
But what are they going to do?
You got family. You don't, God knows. It's a stranger.
It's just weird.
Maybe they come in, go to the toilet, ask for a sandwich and go home.
Maybe.
Maybe. Could do worse.
Yeah. Stranger unannounced. That it could be friendly neighbour or it could be serial killer. Like, genuinely, you don't know.
Or just weird. Or just weird energy.
Yeah. You might not want to run the risk.
No, I'm definitely picking abuse.
What are your views on that? Going to someone's house and then just, you know, like, using their toilet. But, like, actually, like, properly using it. Like, if a stranger turned up, because, you know, I've hand on heart, I had a, where was he from? It was either DHL or DPD, one of the D's. Anyway, he said, can I use your toilet? And I was like, that's really awkward. And I'm not going to try and hype up the story or anything, but he was in there for 10 minutes. He clearly wasn't weeing. And for me, the fact that some random dude turned up and took a dump in my house is actually really disturbing.
That is do you know, to me, that feels disrespectful.
It's a bit late at that point. Do you know what we do? Like, chase him out of a can of Febreze and start screaming at him. Like, so what do you do? Like, it's too late at that point.
So what do you think's worse? I had a driver drop me off and we drove back from London and it's, you know, an hour and a half drive, so it's quite long. And we got there, he was like, oh, can I go to the toilet? And I was like, yeah.
Don't know if the accent was necessary. I'm
just reliving the story.
My guy had an accent as well, but I just didn't do it.
Ashman.
Yeah, I just, like I said, thin ice, man. I'm getting real tired of putting you out the fire.
Wait.
Really tired.
I'm just reliving the story in real life.
Again, relive it without the accent.
He was Greek.
He was Greek. Now, I want to stop you there.
Yeah.
Have you made that assumption or do you know that for sure? Because it's feeling like you've made the assumption he was Greek.
No, he told me he was Greek.
Okay,
fine. Continue.
Greek guy said to me,
okay, wait, you don't need to say a Greek guy, just...
All right, the cab driver, who was from Greece in previous times, the cab driver said to me...
He's not been reincarnated into a cab driver. What do you mean? Like,
used to be Greek.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I'm a cabbie.
All right, the cab driver that dropped me off home a little while ago.
Great, go, continue.
Because the fact he's Greek is not relevant to
it. It's not relevant. He pulled up and he said, can I go to the toilet? I said, yeah, and I was like, oh, it's a bit weird. I was like, yeah, no problem, I'll show you the way. He walked to the edge of the drive and just did it in the bush.
No,
that's mental.
So your front gone.
So he was in the he was in the front garden, and he started peeing against a tree in the bush.
That's, I'm not gonna lie, that's
outside
mental.
That's crazy.
And obviously, so imagine I'm standing there with the bags in my hand, outside the front door, looking on, car, driver, just, and I'm just thinking,
yeah, because that's the weird thing. If he was always just gonna go outside, you'd leave.
Yeah,
you
just leave your house, on the side of the road.
And then he came back to the car, waved, got in,
washed, none of that.
He just drove off.
Yeah, asking permission to pee on your property.
On the property.
Is mental.
It's mental, isn't it? But at least he asked, I suppose.
Yeah.
I think he was probably hoping that once he does it, he owns it.
He's like claiming it.
Yeah.
That counts.
He's like, this
that
is mine.
Counts.
Yeah.
Oh, would you rather live in a world with no music or no movies? I knew what you'd pick.
Well, yeah, of course. I think there's only one option.
Why is there only one option?
Have you ever watched a film without music?
Yeah, to be fair, it's dry.
Flat,
man. Dry. Unless it's like intentional and it's like for a
plot. I was about to say, watch Buried, Ryan Reynolds. No music in that. Fantastic.
No, film. I bet there is.
Bet there's
not. There probably is.
I bet there's some music
subtle
in
there.
There's
a feel. Subtle Strings.
There's a feel. Subtle Strings. This is why I can't stand him sometimes.
I mean, just a light orchestration bubbling away underneath certain scenes just to give him more tension and depth.
Guys, do you know what? How anyone likes you is beyond me. That is mental.
It's true, though, isn't it?
No one talks like that. No, tell you a film that definitely has no music.
Gum.
Not Tom Jones.
Tom Jones? Not Tom
Legend,
Jones.
By the way.
Charlie Chaplin.
Tom Hardy. Sorry, Tom Jones in my head. Tom Hardy, there's a film when he drives back and the whole film is set with him speaking on the phone. He's just speaking in the car.
Yeah, but I bet there's some background music.
I bet you there's some music in the background.
I bet there is. Not saying it's like da-dam, da-dam,
da-dam.
Yeah. Why don't we James Bond in the background of that? Why?
For a movie soundtrack.
Okay, well, yeah. Okay, well, I'll tell you now, there's no music. Okay.
And what about, like, no dancing, no creating stuff? I don't know. Like, that's also a bit...
Mm. Mate, so, yeah, you absolutely have to get rid of... Let's get rid of movies.
Leave me alone. Yeah.
You said you'd work out in nature.
Yeah, of course.
Instead of working on one limb
for
the rest of your life. But there are people that do that one. They've like Guinness World Records. Do you know what I mean? Seeing people that have arm wrestling.
I was about to say professional arm wrestlers.
They've got massive arms and then the rest of their body is just little.
Completely normal. Like their right arm, they look like a punch a hole in a safe.
What limb would you work?
Oh, I'd do my right quad, I think.
Why?
I'd be a sick footballer.
with one massive right quad.
Yeah, because like even if like I couldn't do the skills and stuff, just I could score.
Yeah, just be like a goalie.
Yeah,
just go, that, you know, that's my dream, to be able to do to be able to do like a really good goal kick.
Oh, like get it from one end to the other.
Oh, because I can only toe punt.
Yeah.
Because they say laces, like use your laces to like shoot and stuff. Just hurts my ankles. I don't know. I don't quite understand what people mean when they say
you've
that.
You've not got the mobility.
No, I haven't got the mobility. Yeah, I can only toe punt. So like when I play in the garden with my son, he's like, "Oh, can we take shots?" And he's like, "Your turn, my turn. Oh, it's my turn now." Like it's fair. I can only toe punt the aim, so it's actually quite dangerous for him.
Yeah.
So he's actually not a bad keeper. He's had to learn on the job. Pretty sharp.
Is a goal kick the one where you drop it from your hands or kick it from the floor?
No. Edge of the box. Having a look. La Bosch. All the way down the end of the pitch.
I get gas when I'm watching football and they do that and they pass it like down
it's
the
nuts. The accuracy is just crazy.
I can do that, I think.
I think you might be overestimating your abilities there.
No, I think I could do that.
I think we'll try it because I don't think
Do you think you're the best kicker here?
Yes.
Yeah, Ash.
Yeah, he probably is.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
And who's worse? I mean, you.
I don't know. You're pretty bad.
So if we like,
I was about to go, yeah, come on, Jordan. I think you might be worse.
Yeah, I think you might be worse.
Say that it was goal kick there, then we had to do like the best goal kick. You think Jordan would be better than me?
Yeah, probably.
I don't think so.
That's yours is awful.
We should test that.
I've watched you somehow pass the ball with the bottom of your foot, like the sole of your foot.
Yeah, like roll it. I invented the kick with the underneath of your heel.
Which again shouldn't be doing. So I'm gonna go ahead and say we're both pretty bad at that.
All right,
we're both
pretty bad. Fair enough.
Yeah. Fake prop or real prop, but everyone thinks one is fake. Everyone thinks one is real. I think the whole point of having a prop from your favorite film is that it's real. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I don't want to reference the Anthony Joshua shorts again. Yeah. But the fact that they're not the actual shorts is quite upsetting. Peak, yeah. But if I knew they were the actual shorts, and everyone thought I wouldn't care because otherwise I'd just be in the same position I am now. Everyone thinks I've got a signed pair of fake shorts. No problem.
What would you choose?
You know, the neuralizer for Men in Black, where you forget people's memories.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, but that just looks like a kitchen utensil.
And it obviously is the prop. It doesn't actually do what you think.
No, it's just a cool prop.
Yeah, okay.
What would you go for?
Maybe the mirror of Erised from Harry Potter. You know, the mirror that you look in and it shows you.
What about the
future and stuff?
The memories pair as well. Is that cool?
Oh, the Pensieve.
Pensieve.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Pensieve is pretty fun.
The mirror. Yeah. It's good.
I'm going for the Bruce cake from Matilda. If they preserved it.
Yeah, but if they preserve it, you want to try it? You want to eat it?
No, I don't want to eat it.
You would?
One giant slice out, spray it with some sort of like latex or something, just keep it sort of preserved. Imagine that just like in the kitchen. That would look sick.
A latex sprayed cake.
A latex sprayed cake. Brolos have sent us in a quite in-depth, would you rather?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let me brace myself.
Brolo Liam.
Brolo Liam.
Yeah. Rather than Brother Liam. Brolo Liam has said, boys, I've had this chat with all my pals in and out of work. If you was travelling to work and had some hot sauce in the night before, funny tummy alert, would you rather poo yourself on your commute and then go home and skip work, or stop and discreetly relieve yourself in a garden of an unknown person? This happened to myself and the latter was my choice. Would be fun to know your thoughts. So Liam took a dump in someone's garden that you don't know.
What?
Yeah, Liam took a dump in someone's garden. Didn't know him took a dump in their garden.
Oh, God.
When you're talking hypothetically, it's easy to kind of double down and really make your point and be logical about it. But Liam here, I think, you know, he's kind of shown us that like, when the chips are down, you're going to shit in a garden.
I don't think you are.
But you're just going to poo yourself.
Yeah, it's probably only a little bit, isn't it?
No.
You're probably like a shot.
No. He's funny tummy alert. That sounds like he's like full bowl. Like
I'd rather go home. I can't do it in someone's garden. The anxiety of getting caught is awful. There's probably no toilet roll.
Yeah, and I ain't got the knees for it. I can't squat down.
It's the healthiest way to do it, though.
Yeah.
So, like, some people keep blocks either side of their toilets and they squat, deep squat, every time they go.
Sometimes.
If I come to your house and I see a block in your toilet, I swear down, man.
But generally, it's healthy. Because
the human body's design, like, the way that it comes out at the end, you're better if you...
What is this?
You're better if you squat. So like it's actually just the way our anatomy is. So.
Sometimes if I'm like constipated, I'll do the squat on the toilet seat.
let's get this right. Cool. There'll be a constipated Perry Kiley sat like a flipping gargoyle on his toilet seat.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, well, people were laughing. Like, I'm in pain, so you've got to do something about it. If you went to a doctor and like, I'm constipated, they're like, put your feet on the toilet seat, you go home and do it.
Do they say that?
Probably.
No, they just give you some like Lactalose, I think it's called. And you just use Lactalose, but it works.
How long is it for them to kick in?
Bro, the worst day of my life. We went to a restaurant, right? I think it's called Smith's. It's in Ongar,
yeah,
in Essex, which is at the time about 30 minutes from my house.
That's quite bougie, isn't it?
It is quite bougie. It was for Ash's birthday. Oh, you fine. Went. So this would have been.
What was that?
Don't know.
No.
What was that?
Was that?
No, I hadn't been with my wife that long. So I think it probably would have been like Ash's 25th birthday. So we tried to do like go for like a nice meal. So that was, yeah, a long time ago. Because he's 25th. So we went for his 25th birthday. Yeah, so it was about 15, 16 years ago.
And it was not, for anyone listening, it was not that long ago. Carry on.
Anyway, that morning, I'll be like, oh, I was really constipated. I took a Sedacot, it's called, right?
Yeah, that's
the tablet. After about 45 minutes, I was like, bruv, I was expecting to take this tablet and go, I have to run to the toilet. Doesn't work like that. Me thinking, oh, maybe because I'm big, I need to take a couple more. Yeah? I've ended up taking 4 Sedacots, right? This is about, I don't know, 11:30 in the morning, 11:30, 12. At home, I've only been with my wife, I've only been with my girlfriend for like a few months. She's like, oh, we'll get ready, we'll go for this meal. We go out for Ash's meal. On the way back, there's me, my sister and my girlfriend at the time in the car, right? As we pull away from the restaurant, it's now been about 12 hours. I cannot tell you the intense pain that he like, it's not, oh, I need to go to the toilet now. It's like, no, you are going to the toilet. That's it, done, you're going to the toilet.
So is the pain you clenching?
The pain is, it's like your body, like literally saying, like, you're going to become a shit. You're just going to go, you're just going to turn into fecal matter. Like the speeds at which I was driving. And like my little sister's like, all right, slow down, you okay? And like, she said to me, when I looked at her in the rearview mirror, she looked up, she said, no, Jules, your eyes were blood red. Like my eyes were blood red. I had like a vein down the middle of my head. Me and my girlfriend, my now wife, we ended up arguing because she thought I was like being horrible to her in the car. Like, she thought there was a problem, like we were falling out at dinner. She was like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, nothing. Just like, let me drive. And she's like, oh, well, so me and her fell out, got back, run to the front door. Been on a half hour drive, I've held this. Get to the front door. I'd left my keys in my mum's house because I used to live opposite my mum. So I had to run to my mum's house. My girlfriend comes with me. I get the keys, run back across. Oh my God. There's no other way to say this. The weld fell out of my ass. I died on that toilet for literally about 3 hours. So just
what?
I was sat in the toilet for about 3 hours. No, I couldn't get up because you think you'd be finished, and then you'd get up and you'd be like, oh, you have to run back. There's just no chance. And that's what happens if you accidentally OD on Sedacot. And now I've got Sedacot max strength. I would not even risk it.
Fine.
Just wouldn't risk it.
So I've been scared just to take one, and I'm even more scared now.
So based on what Liam's saying, I think I might have to, as long as I feel like there's a chance of getting rid of it, like a chance of getting away with it, sorry, I might have to go garden.
I'm not.
I've experienced that.
Yeah, I think I think I'd still rather pick that.
Really?
Yeah, I watched a friend take a poo in a garden once. But no, like it was the same kind of thingy. We were just playing out and we were just quite far from home and he needed to go. And it's just like, there's something weird about taking a dump in the open world. No,
there's something weirder about, he doesn't even sound like he was like unwell or had a funny, he just went, fancy a shit, I'm like, yeah, hang on, keep an eye on it. Just hopped over someone's
game. Yeah, and then you watched.
Do you know what? I remember he jumped over a wall so he could do it on the other side of the wall. So I was like, I should have a look. So I just jumped up and had a look over and it really scarred me actually. Because he had like one hand up against the wall.
So wait.
It was like that. He had one hand up against the wall with his shit.
So wait.
It wasn't pretty. It wasn't pretty at all.
You couldn't even just look away and then have a quick like, you had to scale a wall.
I had to work for it. Yeah. I had to work.
Become like Lara Croft. Just
yeah,
to get an
yeah, yeah.
That is mental. Oh
yeah. Like 10% parkour. To see it.
All right, so I'm going garden, you're going trousers.
I'm going trousers.
Home and trousers, it's not even close. Yeah,
yeah. Really?
Not even close. You think someone's going to open their curtains and just
no, but you might not.
Catch me in their front garden?
Obviously, no one said anything about getting caught. No one said anything. You've got the anxiety of it, and I always keep wipes in my car.
There's also something that adds the pressure of it. Being even a tiny bit known, the anxiety of getting caught is worse.
Yeah.
Imagine someone opening the thing in.
Oh, that kid from Diversity is taking a poo in the garden.
Awful.
It's life-changing stuff.
But it's life-changing. You'd probably get arrested.
Yeah, and then you'd be in the news.
Oh, job. Put yourself.
Yeah, man, you got to
yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the smartest thing.
You got to go home, 110%. Here we go. It's time for Ashley Banjo's Massive Big End.
Boom. Now, how are you feeling since the first one?
I've got to be honest with you, man. I've lost a bit of love for it.
Really?
You men are stressing me out with this.
All right, let me tell you now. I'm not going to manifest you, Jordan.
Just give me yeah.
But one thing I would say is that the feeling's strong. I'm trying to bat it away.
Put your leg down so we can see it.
I missed it, Meg. Thank you. Here we go.
Oh, straight in.
Straight in.
Straight in.
That's what it does.
Straight in. Straight in.
Don't give it to him.
You're lying. I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
Jordan. Oh. Oh. I tried, bro.
It is Jordan Banjo taking on
the MBE again.
Wow.
And there's no cheating. He spun it.
Yeah.
And can I just add to this equation that this week we also had a whole load of new additions because we were running low. So I'm not even quite sure what's in there, Jordan. How you feeling, bro?
Well, I've got a message from my barber, so I'm just going to see if he can sort my hair out.
All right, let's have a look.
Where's the box? Where's the box?
Just get me the box.
This box is here. This couldn't have worked out better.
To be honest, this is pretty amazing.
This is great.
First one. Oh.
Thank the Lord.
What have we got?
Aaliyah. Treat the boys to their favourite desserts. She's actually put to their favourite deserts, and I'd quite like to drop you two off in a fucking desert today. So, yeah, no problem. No
all right,
problem.
All right.
Well, or from Leah, duct tape mouth for 10 minutes.
Shotgun.
Okay, I think it means my mouth is duct tapes.
Oh.
Okay.
Boring.
First of all, you absolute freak.
Okay. Absolute weirdo.
Absolute freak. Who says, sorry, his first reaction, not even half a second, duct tape mouth for 10 minutes, shotgun. No one can even breathe. Before I go. So I can.
What are you picking?
Duct tape my mouth for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Or give you guys your desserts.
Oh, so it's just me and Ash in convo for a while.
Well, this is where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Today, for some reason of all days, this is the first time it's happened on the pod, actually, because I've made jokes like, yeah, I actually wanted to kick you both in the head, I think, because of what you've done to my hair. The thought of going to get you, like spending my own money to buy you your desserts doesn't seem appealing. Having my mouth duct taped for 10 minutes also doesn't seem appealing, but I am the king of, you know, cut my nose to spite my face. I'd rather you guys not get what you want and I'll suffer
You're not that petty. You wouldn't put yourself in an uncomfortable situation. Just look, chocolate fudge cake for me. What do you want, Pil?
Where are you going? Sainsbury's.
Okay.
I'd have donuts.
Yes. Chocolate fudge cake and donuts.
Cool, man. Yeah, that's wicked. I will not be talking because I need some duct tape. So you can duct tape my mouth for 10 minutes.
Is that petty?
Yeah, so next week, I'm assuming the episode's going to start with me duct tape. That's fine.
All right.
As long as I see you two with no desserts.
And we get to remove the tape.
All I'm going to... No, absolutely not. You're not waxing
my
face.
Yeah, we get to remove the tape.
Absolutely
that's part
not.
Of it.
No. Well, okay. Leah, duct tape mouth for 10 minutes. At no point does it say, let your brother wax your face with duct tape. So that doesn't need to happen.
Is that best friend?
Okay. Well, I swear down, I'm going to say this. If I've sat here with my head half mummified at the start of next week and you two are sat there with desserts, I will literally kill someone in their sleep and it'll be one of you two. Okay. All right? So thank you, Brolos. Like, share, subscribe. We love you. Peace.
See you later.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.